We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now we bring in Bo Bishop, from who's now working in Columbus, 10 to noon, on the Fan in Columbus, and he joins us now. Bo, how you doing, man? This is not a good day.
Good, guys. I listened to the interview with Brett McMurphy, and I don't understand the silence from the Ohio State side, and I have to assume they're just trying to get organized at this point, but they've probably been getting organized much of the afternoon. And as you approach the 5 o'clock hour, the fact that there isn't any statement from their side is quite frankly shocking to me.
Bo, you know, a lot of people, you know, we hear a story, we jump to conclusions, right? You want to wait for the facts to come out. Brett McMurphy, you said it, you just heard it. I mean, he's saying, listen, she was able to back up everything she said to me, whether it's text messages or court documents or police reports. You feel like, I mean, it's hard to believe that it's almost, you almost have to suspend disbelief to think any part of this is not true. Is that fair to say?
Well, so this broke during my show today, in the right in the commercial break before our second segment, and I was trying to pore over, you know, what appears to be, I haven't counted every word, about a 5,000-word report that is incredibly detailed, that is supported with images and text messages, and as I was reading the report, it was hard for me not to come to the conclusion that this was all incredibly well reported and documented, right?
Yes.
And yet still, I remember saying on my show this morning that this would have to be like the point of like Mark Furman-esque, like to believe that, right? The amount of spider webs it would take to try to conjure this up to be false. I think that seems silly to try to think that Courtney Smith would fabricate all of this and come up with this grand scheme over multiple months to create fake text messages and images and screenshots and all of this stuff. I think that's pretty hard to believe. And then when you back it up with the reporting this afternoon from Cleveland.com and also the dispatch of, I think I saw 9 separate instances of reports of domestic violence against Courtney Smith. You know, you have a very it's hard to see it anyway other than that. It is worth noting, I suppose, that Zach Smith and his attorney have gone on the offensive. That would be their job. Zach Smith has changed his Twitter profile to say "not me," which I believe is something that Russell Simmons started. That hashtag "not me" and in response to the Me Too. So Zach Smith has done that. Yeah. They say they want this all on the record. You know, with anything, both sides probably need to be heard, but my guess is Ohio State has spent the afternoon. That's a separate incident, really. The deal, whatever's going on between Zach Smith and his ex-wife, and where that goes is a separate. You know, that's a separate issue. The issue, and that's a troubling one. The issue we're dealing with is what did Ohio State know, and when did it know it, and when did Urban Meyer know it, and what did he know that? And I said that I was on with you guys a couple last week or whatever, and I said the same thing. That's really it. When did he know, and what did he know?
Yeah. If this is assuming it's all true, Bo, if he knew it, why would you, like, is it as simple as he loves Earl Bruce and so he wanted to protect his grandson? I mean, was there any other reason why he would do it?
Yeah, I mean, you could be blinded by loyalty, right? Loyalty blinds. That's a saying. So, I mean, you can be blinded by loyalty. I'll just say this. I have a hard time believing. I mean, Urban was asked direct questions by Doug LaMorice of Cleveland.com at the Big Ten Media Days last Monday. Direct. You could not get more direct than the questions that Doug was asking, and Urban was answering those. And as a public, he's an employee of the state of Ohio, that's on the public record, what he said. So the idea that he would, it's not perjury because it's not in a court of law, but it's in the court of public opinion. The idea that he would outright lie if that is what occurred seems so foreign to me that he would do that. So I'm wondering if he did tell the truth and there is some plausible deniability here. I'm very curious. The timing of Ohio State not having a statement at this point is befuddling to me. And I don't think it should take this long to respond to what has been reported now for the better part of 6 hours.
you know, even if we could believe that Urban Meyer didn't know about every single incident, it's impossible for me to believe, with all the text messages that Brett McMurphy put out with Shelly Meyer and what clearly Shelly Meyer knew, there was a history of domestic violence, whether that be physical or emotional. I just find it impossible to believe, Bo, that if Shelly knew, that Urban Meyer didn't, especially with all the other text messages from other coaches' wives, you know?
I would tend to agree with you. I know the conversations that I have with my wife, and we're pretty forthright about pretty much everything. And I think the other part of this that's really troubling is the acknowledgement that in 2009, Urban and Shelly, as he acknowledged last Monday at Big Ten Media Days, or last Tuesday, rather, at Big Ten Media Days, that Urban and Shelly kind of intervened in Zach and Courtney's relationship early on in 2009 and thought to help them, you know, get through it. So in 2009, he was involved in the relationship, but in 2015, he was not. I think that's a tricky spot for Urban.
What do you think is going to happen here? And when it's all said and done, do you think Urban Meyer? I mean, could you fire here?
I can't see a scenario how, at the very least, at some point today, there isn't some statement from Ohio State saying that he's been put on administrative leave until it's sorted out. Unless they have a foolproof alibi. Unless they have and I don't want to. It's ridiculous for us to sit here and try to conjure up what the alibi could be. But unless there's an entirely other side to this story, one that I can't even, you know, conjure up in my mind, it's hard for me to imagine, it's hard for me to find another way, you know? So unless there's some sort of conclusive side to their story that would make you draw, make you conclude that, or at least give you probable cause that everything she said was a lie, which, think about how conclusive this reporting is being and how well it's been documented. It's really hard for me to think that that could be out there. But it's also hard for me to believe that Urban Meyer, because, frankly, last Monday, if he's contrite and apologetic and said he had a blind spot for Zach and is honest with everything, as you know, if you're led to believe that Urban Meyer knew about this, then the tone he took last week is even stranger to me, because he was so confident in the idea that he knew nothing about 2015 and was asked directly several times. So it's a really tricky spot for me to try to figure out, you know, what exactly they're putting together.
Wow. Well, it's going to be, I mean, obviously it's a big story for us, but you working in Columbus, this is going to be
crazy.
No,
I mean, we did this for, you guys have been doing it all day. We'll do it for a week. I mean, and this is, let's remember what, well, not that you guys need reminded, but I mean, let's remember what Ohio State football is to the state of Ohio. It is the brand in the state of Ohio.
Yes.
It is the symbol of excellence in the state of Ohio. And frankly, even if the Ohio State line is something to the effect of, well, while a bunch of assistant coaches knew, Urban didn't know, is that good enough in this day and age?
No,
I don't know
not.
If it passes the smell test.
And Ohio State needs to take a stand and make sure in the end that they put human beings and innocent victims ahead of football. And too often big football programs don't do that. Bo, thanks. Thanks for the time, buddy.
You bet, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. Bo Bishop, good to chat with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.